I heard that about 2 weeks before the show.
Yeah, are you talking about the whole set change? Yes, yes, and that was exactly what I was talking about. Because before that, the set was just no.
Explain completely the process.
Sure. So, actually, not even 2 weeks, like 1.5 weeks before, or even 1 week, I'm not sure. It was just fast. What happened was, for the whole, 2 months of rehearsal, we've been rehearsing with the set being just placed normally. Like, the set was a couch, so it was just three-seater and then the two-seater at the end. And, you know, we made it turn diagonal a bit so, you know, the audience can see everyone. It was very, simple. Like, okay, the audience can see. And, I mean, we still had these artistic movements. We had this, break into, you know, a movement little segment with the music. But generally, where we stood and how we moved was very normal. It was like watching people in a house, 1 hour, 45 minutes of that. So I think after a while, Farid noticed that if we played it this way, it would just be like a typical drama that you watch, you know, like on TV, anything, whatever TV series that you watch. It's just like the camera follow people in the house, they talk about normal things. So Farid saw that, and Farid said, you know what, I have to really get down to the core and meaning of the script and just change it and make it into something with a lot more meaning, a lot more significance, even right down to wherever we moved to or how we spoke or how we looked at the audience or at the character. So 1 week before that, Farid came to us and said, you know what, guys? No. 1 week before that rehearsal before the bump in, we came in and we saw the set just completely changed. The platforms were at the back instead of being in the middle, and the chairs were all over. We're what is this? What's happening? Farid sat us down and said, I need to change the direction of this. Are you guys ready? Are you guys okay? Then he explained to us, and we were you know what? Go for it. Because this is, Kakak Kau Punya Laki has so much significance, I think, you know, to Ika Matra, to even the characters, to me, even. And for Farid to come to us and say, I need to change it for the better of the play, and to really, get down to the nitty-gritty meaning of the whole play and the relationships between the sisters. So we said, you know what, Farid, we can do it. We might complain, but we will do it, you know, for the sake of the play and for the sake of his direction. And I think it turned out so well. I think everyone managed to cope really well. And Farid was just so patient, because really everything changed. Right down from the start of the play, the blocking, everything changed. Even the movements, we had to come up with new movement pieces for the play. And Farid was just really, really amazing to be able to think of that so quick, and, you know, be able to direct us and make us very concrete together. And thank God, opening night came and we were so worried. We were oh no, what if our blockings change? But I think we've rehearsed it enough to make it part of the whole acting process. And It just turned out really well. We were very happy about it, and I hope Farid was very happy about it, because that was a really smart thing he did. It was a really smart move. I think that move really made the play and really upped it a whole lot of notches. Yeah.
Do you know what happened that during that there was a feedback
session? Yes, yes, yes.
Do you know what happened during that session that made him change everything?
Not sure exactly what happened. He didn't get down to details about what was said or anything. But, you know, whatever he explained to us, saying that it needs to have a lot more meaning. It needs to really link back to the purpose of the play, and, you know, make it something worthwhile, for the audience to watch and something the audience can think about. I mean, he just explained to us why he wanted to change, and we were sold, you know. Farid is such a genius, so we're okay, whatever he says, we're yes, that is smart. And it is. It was really, really good. And I think it just made the play a whole lot more enjoyable to watch, you know, for those people who come to theatre to really analyse stuff, they could do so much with it, and there were so many kind of inferences you could take from every little part of the set, every little part of the actors, and that was really nice. Yeah.
I guess this one we covered. What were some of the creative solutions to the artistic
challenge? What change I said. The yeah, change the blocking 1 week before. That's what you gotta do. But I think it really made us hustle, and it, like, we were always so already so passionate about the characters, so like about the play, and even like our normal personal relationship. The cast, we really feel like a family. Even with the crew, we really feel like a family. So I think we had so much passion and love in this play that, you know, changing the blocking 1 week before, we were just like, go for it, you know. We love this so much. We want it to be the best that it can be. So yes, it was awesome. It was a great experience.
A star.
Yeah, A star for sure.